Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby, I got it.
That's Aretha. With one of her classics, Aretha Franklin, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. And the mobile version, if you go there with your smartphone, it'll convert right over to our mobile site, which I'd like for you to do for more than one reason. Number one, I'd like for you to go to my website, even when you're on your smartphone. I don't want you to ever be without me. But I also want you to see how it looks. And to give you an idea about what you should be doing with your own website. You must have a mobile site, folks. You don't have to have a mobile app, but you must have a mobile site. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, the author of many books, and his new film is called Innovation at the Verge. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. That's joelbarker.com, right? joelbarker.com.
joelbarker.com, but I have to tell everybody right now the site is under construction.
All right.
And so next month when we talk, it will be all new with some wonderful new additions that I've been waiting to do. We found some software that does just amazing things in terms of allowing me to capture the articles and the items I read and put them in an easy, accessible place for my visitors.
So check it out, folks, and get smarter when you hang out with Joel, I promise you. Joel, Nike, we were just talking about Nike in the previous, my previous guest about the branding, about the name Nike and all that.
Yep.
But you're saying that they're making news with some new shoes they have.
They are. In fact, this is also an Innovation at the Verge example. Nike there's been this new trend in running shoes, which is make them very light. And the idea is very light shoes cause less injuries. We don't know if that's true or not, but that's the running mythology right now. Well, anyway, Nike has developed a new technology in which they are now knitting the top part of the shoe, not the sole of the shoe, you know, not the part that hits the ground, but everything else. They're knitting it so that, in fact, the shoe has two parts to it. It has the sole and it has this knitted piece.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, by the way, a standard lightweight shoe has 37 pieces. This shoe weighs 5.6 ounces. The other shoe, which was one of their best, weighed 10.2 ounces.
Wow.
And because of this new technology, they can knit it in a custom fashion, which means they can knit the colors that you want.
Hmm.
They can make it stronger in some places or wider in some places or narrower in some places.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's a sock that has become a shoe, and that's a perfect example of innovation at the Verge.
And so the biggest advantage is going to be the weight, probably.
Weight and few pieces, because now they can bring the assembly back to the United States.
I see what you mean.
Jobs start coming back to the U.S.
Right.
But by the way, this also is a paradox, because it's only two pieces, far fewer people will be needed to assemble the shoes than are now.
Right.
So they will not be bringing the same number of jobs back that they're having right now.
Which is what's happening in every industry right now.
Yeah.
Folks, you heard me talk about my conversation with the paper mill guy who I asked him how many of his employees use technology in the direct performance of their work. He said 100%. I said, how many employees do you have? He said, half as many as the plant I built 10 years ago.
Yeah. And Nike has just repeated
because
that
of technology. Yeah.
And
I'll also remind folks, Joel, that the country that's lost the most jobs to manufacturing, most manufacturing jobs have been lost in this country than any other country in the last decade or so, and that's China, not the U.S. Reason is because of technology, not because of Vietnam. It's all because of what you're just talking about right now. And, folks, so the point when we bring this up with Joel, when Joel brings this idea about Nike shoes, I don't care whether Nike sells another shoe. That's not my business. I don't care about them. I care about you. What I want you to do is hear what Joel is saying and realize, look around you. Look at what you do. Look at the suppliers you have. Look at the stuff you sell. Look around you and see how this trend we're talking about is going to affect you. That's the purpose of Joel being here.
Yeah. By the way, there's one other
besides his charm. Go ahead.
One other side effect is that this new process reduces waste material dramatically.
Mm.
And as a matter of fact, the waste that it produces to make the shoe is equivalent to one sheet of paper.
Wow. And that's
so this
contributes to sustainability.
Exactly.
To the environment and to efficiencies. We're going to have to, and see, this is very important. My friend Bruce Piasecki would love the fact that we're talking about this, because this is what his whole world is all about, Joel. And that is that we've got, he says in his book, essentially, we have to do more with less.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's exactly what they're doing. Exactly.
Yeah. Because we've got, if you think about it, we're going to have another billion people on planet Earth over the next 50 years. And planet Earth is a pretty much self-contained ecosystem, right? We have to feed and clothe and educate those people and serve them with the stuff that we already have, don't we?
Without damaging the planet, so that
the planet has
a long-term viability.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's the reason why these kinds of innovations that Joel's talking about are important. And so what's happening, Joel, is the innovations these days are multifaceted innovations in terms of their benefits, aren't they?
Exactly.
So folks,
that's the great promise of the 21st century.
That's exactly right.
Innovation.
And in my opinion, nobody does that. Nobody has the potential to do that better than America. And I think that's what we need to be focusing on, folks. We need to be focusing on our exceptionalism, not our differences. Tintail, right back with Joel Barker. We're going to talk about giving and why that's good for your health. Stay with us.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.